Kelman on cliffcentral.com.
Why are you sipping tea already, says Zay?
I'm sipping my tea because there's just so much to say. I mean, when I walked in here, I was like telling you what's been happening.
Okay, so let me put the context here. Sesetet Iwe is a rock star. You're an accountant?
Yes, I'm an accountant.
You're an accountant. You're also this rock star on social media. Yes. I love watching your snaps. I love reading your tweets.
I hardly snap anymore. I don't know what's been happening with my life.
It's good because you always used to snap in the car, so that's okay. You recently started appearing on a show on SABC3 called Divas of Jersey.
Correct.
Which is on SABC3 every single week.
Monday at 8 p.m.
That's it. And Stevie French, who's on the Ladies Roundtable as well, is also part of that show. And of course, you were part of the Ladies Roundtable, which was you, Stevie, and Tamron Jardine. Yes. So that, did I miss anything for someone who's meeting you for the first time?
No.
No, okay, all in. All right, so it's been a minute since we've seen you. What's been happening in your life? Why don't you visit us anymore?
I've been so busy, guys.
Producer Kat said you got a new job or something.
I did, but not anymore. Oh, it's so dramatic. My life is so dramatic.
Okay, tell me all about it.
So here's what happened. So I was an account manager at a social media agency. Decided to leave that while I was shooting for Divas of Jersey. Also, while shooting for Divas of Jersey, I got offered another job by a diva on the show. She runs a recruitment agency. So after I told her I resigned, she said, oh, actually, please come try out recruitment. I think it'd be great.
Mm.
So I went, tried out recruitment. That turned into a storyline, went south very quickly, left recruitment on Monday. So now I'm back.
This Monday. Okay. So producer Catchy doesn't have that job anymore. She can come.
Yeah, I mean,
what a great ending to the story.
Now we can have it every day.
Yeah, now I can come every day, guys. Have a say slot. But okay, that won't last. I'm sure, like, I'm thinking of going back to corporate full time.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it. But next week I'll know where my life is going. And I hate it so much. Like, my life has been such a mess. Like, everything's happening at the same time. I don't know if I'm coming or going. And in between that, I'm shooting. And I try not to reveal as much as I can on the show. Because, I mean, what? Diva doesn't have a job. You know what I mean?
We've actually got some audio from some scenes that are still going to be airing on Divas of Jersey. This is Sese in an upcoming very dramatic scene. In the scene, she describes her life three times over.
Disaster. Disaster. Disaster.
It is a disaster.
Is it not just what it is to be? I mean, now you're a fully fledged reality television star.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you're supposed to be consistently in disarray. Isn't that part of what it is?
That's the thing. But then why? How come I'm the only one? Actually, I don't know. Maybe other people aren't talking about their issues. I think that it's the life of a 20-something-year-old, essentially. We're just trying to find our feet. And in the moment, like, or in the process, it's going to be a disaster. So, I don't know. I'm not really stressed out about it.
Okay, so talk to me about this show. I've seen a couple of episodes. Where is it at? Is everyone, like, really fighting? Are they not fighting? Like, what's actually going on here?
Okay, so 90% of it is real, obviously, but you do know that we're not scripted, but we're given a direction.
Yeah.
You know? Today we're going to talk about this. Today we're going to talk about that. So the fight that actually happened, there was a fight last Monday between Amy and Nazli.
Okay.
So I had essentially described Nazli as a start mate. That went viral. I explained what I meant by it, and Nazli, like, wouldn't hear my explanation. She just, like, went and got offended. So I went and apologized. And then Amy came on and said, actually, if Nazli's sitting here, like, upset that Sesa called her a start mate, even though the context of the start, the word was used, is not the one that Nazli, like, basically took.
Mm.
If the shoe fits, you know, like, if she's feeling so sensitive about this, maybe it's like hitting a chord. Are you a start mate, Nazli? Mm. The start mate that you mean? Oh my gosh. Then things exploded. We're at Meat Lounge and they're exchanging words. That fight was real. So as much as when we got there, they said, okay, guys, we're going to talk about the issue of the start made now between Nazli and Amy. So that's a direction. But then what happens is actually 100% real.
Hmm.
I think it's a reality TV, like, I don't know, a show in that sense.
Have you fought with anyone?
Yeah, and the first 5 minutes I got onto the show, like I wouldn't say fight, but I got like tangled into some drama.
But it's not physical, these fights.
No. I can't even fight to save my life. No, I will pull myself out of the show. I can't be fighting.
Tell me about this reality, like being on the receiving end of it once a week, so many people seeing you.
Know about my life.
And they're seeing you. Like, how is it sitting with you? What did you think it would be like versus, because you were quite excited about this in the beginning.
I was. And now I feel too exposed. And as much as, you know, like they don't follow you around 100%, like all the time, you do share like aspects of your life. Private aspects, you know, the part now with me having gone to tryout recruitment after leaving my job, you know, and obviously I'm the youngest of the divas, so they can't even come and say, oh, but you don't own a company. Yeah, like give me 10 years. You know what I mean? So I feel like because I'm the youngest and because I'm the one that's like trying to like find my feet, because they're all like 10 years older than me, except for Stevie, of course, you know, I feel the pressure to like be where they are, and that's uncomfortable for me. And some people will see it how I see it, like, oh my gosh, just like shut up, you're still young. Other people be like, oh my gosh, look at that diva. You know, there's divas of Josie and Sese, you know what I mean? And I'm sitting there thinking, there are many dimensions to the word diva, you know. I might not have made it to the show because I've got millions in the bank. Not to say that they have millions in the bank, but that's people's perception of the word diva, you know. Someone will come and say, oh, my 2-year-old is a diva. So for me, like the word diva is like an aura. It's a behavior, you know, it's personality, it's who you are, how you handle yourself, not necessarily how much you have. And that's the constant fight that I have to basically like fight against, you know, or explain that, guys, come on, I'm on a show called Divas of Josie. Money is not the only factor. Not to say I don't have any, but obviously I'm not as established. I'm not Suresha. I'm not married to a billionaire.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to try and compete with Suresha. You know what I mean? I'm a diva in my own right. And that's what it means to me. So I think I feel too exposed now. People look into my life and they kind of have opinions of how I live my life, what I should be doing, compare me to the other ladies. And it's unnecessary pressure that I don't need. So it's uncomfortable. But luckily, it's gotten me to a point where now I actually know what I want to do, because I love TV. I love when the camera's on. But I don't want to have to show my life. Maybe if I'm a character or something. Then it can be someone else's life.
So you've discovered by being a reality TV star that you want to be on TV, but not reality.
Yes.
Okay. Has it exploded your following, though? I mean, does it from night one just blow up the amount of people interested in you?
No.
Okay.
I think, and the reason for that is because, I mean, I've got a large Instagram following now. I mean, that blew up, but not exponentially, you know. I think that the reason that is because it's something new that the SABC3 is doing, and there are different spectrums of people. There are those that really, really hate it, and there are those that actually really, really love it. So the ones that love it, I'd say, are lesser than the ones that actually hate it. So I think the more that people like pick up on it and like watch it regularly, that's when the following will pick up. Otherwise, it's just a regular day for me.
Listen, I think it's been, it seems like it's been very interesting for you, this reality TV journey.
It has.
What do the family think?
Oh my gosh, I'm from the Eastern Cape, and it's a small town, like, I'm from Queenstown, which is a small town in the Eastern Cape. So whatever you're doing on TV, I could be on TV killing people, but the fact that I'm on TV, like in my hometown, I've made it. Like where I went home 2 weeks ago for my brother's Gidi. Gidi is like a celebration we do when the boy has come back from the mountain and is now a man.
Yeah.
Celebrate him into life. My mom made a whole speech on some, and now, guys, this is my firstborn child. You know, you must watch her on SABC3, Divas of Josie, 8 p.m. I'm like, Mom, do you even know what the show's about? She's like, I don't know. I don't care. You're on TV. So they don't care. Like, to them, I've made it. Uh-huh. And that's also like a downfall, because now that I'm on TV, I'm kind of expected to come home in a Porsche. I'm like, guys, hold on. Hold up. It's not that kind
of
party.
Not the way that works.
Yeah, it's not that kind of party. And I don't know why that is. Like, it's so much unnecessary pressure that we also put on celebrities where we're like, oh, Bonang actually doesn't even own the car. Casper, the Bentley's not yours. So what? You got to ride a damn Bentley. Like, what is this expectation that we put on people that appear on TV that they're supposed to be rich? It's not that kind of party. So, yeah.
It's been very interesting for you, this whole thing.
No.
Do you feel like pressure to be more dramatic when the cameras are turned on, though. Okay.
Yes, I won't even lie. It's a reality TV show. No one's there to watch me have my meal.
Yeah, you know, so you feel like you've got to turn it on.
So it's like, okay, guys, we're on. It's like, shit. Okay, so I need to get into character. But what character? You know what I mean? What am I supposed to do? Natalie, you bitch!
So, like, how do you watch like a show like The Kardashians now? With what eye?
Oh my gosh, The Kardashians, I know for a fact, unreal. They wake up with makeup on. They aren't real. But I have to give Kris props for her to put together a reality TV show that real, and to have us that glued onto our screens is amazing, because I'm on one and I know it's not that easy.
To make it look like it's something that's really happening.
And to make it look that glamorous.
Yeah.
You've got the money to do it, but come on, to be basically that consistent is amazing.
Talk to me about the feedback that you get from people.
Oh,
because I know on Monday nights this thing trends all over Twitter, and people are nice and people are horrible.
Yeah,
the usual.
The feedback that I got was amazing on my first night, because they had said that, oh my gosh, yes, live to the show, finally, you know. And I felt that, and that's why I actually feel the pressure to act, or the pressure to be dramatic, because I could see the first three episodes, and even with me, I was just like, okay, I understand how it's coming across this way to these people, but it's actually quite interesting, guys. Stay tuned, you know. So I felt the pressure to bring the life to the show.
Mm.
And people are actually seeing that and appreciating that. And a lot of people come and say, oh, your ass is so nice. I'm like, yes, I've been squatting. Other people come and say, oh, you're so pretty. And then the ones that don't appreciate the acting will be like, oh, this girl, like, she's been on for 5 minutes and already she's caught in drama. Oh my gosh, she's come to divide the girls. So it's like, it's variations of feedback.
Is it weird to see how you've been edited? Or do you kind of have an idea of how it's going to come across at this point?
I don't watch the show on Mondays.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm, I get too nervous. I have a glass of wine on maybe a Wednesday and I'll watch the show.
Okay. And then when you do, is it weird how you come across versus how you thought it would come across?
Yes.
Based on how it's cut?
That's why. Yes. And that's why I've been nervous. Because the first few times I was watching with like, I wasn't nervous, I was great. And then I'm like, no, but that's not how I meant it. Like, you're putting this thing now in the middle of something else that was not the context. Now it's coming across as bad. And I'm just sitting there going, oh my gosh, what are they going to do next week? So I kind of sit back, see what people are saying, see what the Divas of Jersey group is saying. If everyone's still cool, then I can go and watch it. Otherwise, it's nerve-wracking. And also, I think I've had a big problem with how I look on TV. Because now it's not like an interview where in an interview they get the good side, you're there with the makeup, you're there for 10 minutes and it's done, you know. It's a whole reality. If I get up to go and pee, they get my whole bad side. If I sit down, you know, if I turn my head, it's cameras on all angles. So I look there and I'm like, oh my gosh, I hate that, I hate that, I hate that. And that's an issue that I have. And I think we've spoken about this as well. You know, where now I'm seeing, and also TV makes you bigger as well. Sometimes the lighting makes you lighter. Sometimes
this sounds dreadful, all of this, by the way, Cece. I don't know why the hell you're still doing this. This sounds horrible.
It's great, but like, I think maybe I'm just like touching.
Or maybe this is a good experience for you.
It is.
Yeah.
Like I said, like, it's gotten me to a point now to know where I actually, what I want to do and what and where I actually want to be. I do want to be an actress. I love the TV. I come alive when the lights are on.
Mm.
But I don't necessarily want to give people access to my life.
Very interesting.
Would you do a reality TV show?
No ways. No ways. Even when I used to do a kids TV and there was literally like always one static shot or whatever, I used to hate it as well. I can think of nothing worse than cameras in different angles and you look like this and you look like
so
it'll be
you
horrible.
You get it. Like, oh, double chin, fuck.
No, yeah, it's hard. Even, I mean, people have that about photos. Now you can imagine when it's visuals
or
whatever.
You see what I mean?
It's
you see
hectic.
What I mean? I'm saying like, oh, shit, I need braces. Crap, I need to work out. Oh, pot belly.
Oh, my word. No.
It's worse.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing ever.
Not a good situation. But I think it's fantastic that you've done it and that you put yourself out there. And you never know whose life you might touch in a really positive way.
Speaking of
that. Yeah, tell me.
Because, you know, I haven't portrayed myself as a diva or someone that lives this lavish lifestyle. I've actually gone and portrayed myself as myself. And the nice thing about that is people relate to me, you know. The other day I was talking about how my hairline had gone to shit. And I was showing people, oh my gosh, guys, look at my hairline. There are a lot of people out there going, oh my goodness, my hairline's also gone to shit. How did you fix yours? And also, because now, like, people find it hard to relate when you arrive at a place in a Bentley. You know what I mean? Because they don't drive a Bentley. Possibly have never been in a Bentley. So they can't relate to you. But they can relate to me because I'm who I am. I'm not trying to put on a facade or trying to purport myself as someone that I'm not. So I think I love the feedback because the feedback is very relatable, and that's what I wanted to do.
Well, I've got to watch the show more. I really do. You've kind of convinced me. Yeah,
don't watch
me.
Next week, because next week, like, I'm going down. The girls are coming
after me. I'm going to watch whenever I want to watch.
Please watch. See how I fight back. I'm like, yes, bring it.
What you got to do, yo.
Bring it.
Let's get some closing remarks here. What is there left to say? Says it to Tiwe. By the way, it's fantastic to see you.
I know. I missed you guys. Missed you so much. Closing words are... opportunities come in different shapes and forms. You know, grab what you can, convert what you can, go out there and live. Do not wait and be afraid and let fear cripple you. Take what's out there and make the most of it.
Power. Listen, don't be a stranger.
I won't. I'm back now. You know, I've got all the time in the world. Back. Come back tomorrow.
Boom. It's at @sesetetiwe. We're all over social media. Thank you very much for stopping by. It's lovely to see you.
Thank you for having me. Thanks, guys. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.